It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. We're joined right now by Rich Lankoff, our legal counsel, our consigliere. He's an attorney over at Bryce Downey & Lankoff, LLC. He's also host of the podcast Legal Face-Off. Thanks for being here, Rich. Where do we start from everything that went on yesterday? What's your take on it all?
Wow. I mean, where do you start indeed? I was watching, as we all were. It's sort of Christmas for legal analysts, right? There's so much to discuss.
Someone's lying or not.
Well, that's the thing, right? I mean, it's amazing that one of these individuals is literally lying.
Their stories and not aren't just even close.
Yeah, there's no gray area. It's not like, literally someone is making something up completely.
How will we find out who it is, and will we find out?
No.
And what happens if they are found guilty of lying?
I don't think we'll find out. I mean, listen, Clarence Thomas is on the bench now for 20 years later. You know, that it's never been reopened, that issue. I don't think this issue will... I don't think we'll get to the bottom. How would you, right? I mean, unless someone just comes out and admits that in front of the entire world, I lied, I don't think we'll find out.
One of those six people at that party, five or six or whatever it was, I believe someday this is going to come out. Not now.
Well, then there's going to be the same questions about their motivation, their credibility. I mean, one of the things that Lindsey Graham, who I did not like very much yesterday, one of the things he did say accurately, though, was there's not enough evidence to even get a warrant because of the time that's elapsed, because of the questions on credibility. Remember, Mark Judge, I mean, he's an alcoholic, right? He's a drug addict by all, recovering alcoholic. There's serious questions about his credibility. That's probably why he's not there live. We heard his statement from last night that he doesn't want to come in live. So,
because of his anxiety and depression, he doesn't want to be in front of a group of people.
Right. So even if these people do come forward later, you know, I think there are serious questions about their motivations and their credibility. So unfortunately, yeah, I don't see how we ever find out the truth.
Was Lindsey Graham scheduled to speak right there, or did he just do that on his own accord? Because the timing was perfect. Dick Durbin really made some good points right there, and it seemed to have some winning moments, and then all of a sudden it's Lindsey Graham scolding everybody for what was going on. Was that scheduled?
I believe that was scheduled. I believe it was his turn.
They go line to line, so by rank. So the highest ranking Democrat and the second highest ranking Republican back and forth.
Yeah, so I think he did take his turn in order. And, you know, if you saw right after the next senator, I think it was Whitehouse, said, do we want to take a break?
Right.
Grassley said maybe 60 seconds, and then Whitehouse went right into his questioning, which was the boofing.
Yeah.
And the,
it's an interesting
third
triangle,
person. Three out of four people on the jury
triangle.
Said it today.
Yeah.
Not me, I'll have it be known.
All right, so with those terms, and for people who don't know what we're talking about, it would almost
call
take...
Call me after the show, I'll explain it to you.
Wendy has a 1-900 line set up that she'll explain all that to you. All right, so is it possible that those terms... have a different meaning now, or maybe regionally they mean different things, or maybe in his circle of friends they have a different meaning?
No
Is that
way.
Possible?
Hard to believe. I mean, you know, I think we all did the same thing when we heard those terms. We Googled it right away and looked at some of the context.
I didn't need
and
to Google it.
Most people, I had never heard, I mean, maybe I'm naive, I had never heard of it used in that way. I've heard of a couple other ways that they used it. I think, yeah, most people, when they heard those terms, they did not interpret it to mean what Kavanaugh says it meant.
Right.
There's a whole other, you know, connotation to it that you've probably covered already. So yeah, I don't think that was very credible at all. I mean, I think it was one of the many things that Kavanaugh said that was just not believable.
His testimony, I thought, you know what? I believe him. I'm going with him. And then when the questioning started, my mind changed.
Well, what about his, I mean, what are your callers and what do you all think about just his demeanor? Let's even assume that he was telling the truth. What about this notion that his temperament, the way he acted, the angry manner in which he addressed the Senate, you know, makes him the wrong temperament for the Supreme Court? Anything to that?
If you're accused of something, I just...
Come out swinging, I get it.
And I just don't understand why he was asked if he would submit to a lie detector test, and he said, whatever the committee wants me to do, I'll do. FBI investigation, whatever the committee, and that's when Durbin pushed back and said, what do you want?
Right. And it froze him.
But why doesn't
he
just say, bring in witnesses,
sure,
do everything, go FBI, I delay this, I don't care, this is a great job opportunity, my reputation, my life is at stake, bring it on, I'm innocent.
Because
why?
He's cognizant now after 2 weeks of the pure politics of it, I think. I mean,
yeah,
you know, he realizes that the delay would empower the Democrats, especially if they win the midterm election. So you can't ignore the fact that that is what's motivating everyone. I mean, this whole idea that they're trying to get to justice, I think is nonsense. I think it's just politics. We all understand that the Democrats held on to it because they wanted to delay it to win the midterms. And the Republicans want to rush and not have an FBI investigation to avoid the midterms.
Right.
So they're using her as a pawn, is what people are thinking.
No question.
What does she have to gain by agreeing to this?
I don't know. I agree.
Putting her family through the ringer. Maybe they offered her tons of money. How is that worth it?
You know, it's always, you know, we've covered, obviously, the Bill Cosby story extensively. We cover a lot of similar situations on our show and on your show. And, you know, the quick answer is always, well, blame the victim and they have something to gain. And, you know, they're off after monetary gain. Trump said that this week.
Yeah.
You know, Kavanaugh said that indirectly. Yeah, I don't buy it. I don't understand why any woman would want to put themselves through this hell for 15 minutes of fame. It makes no sense. So I agree that there's no motivation at all for her.
Listen to this text. You idiots, how would you react if your family were dragged through this? You know what? I might at this point, if I was Kavanaugh, say, when he said, this has been hell on my family, this is terrible, I would have said, you know what? It's not worth it. I'm going to withdraw my name.
Yeah, and remember, he's an experienced judge. I mean, he should be. I mean, I understand it's hell for his family. I get it. But he's been through, you know, he's been on the bench forever, right? For a long time, he's been through this process with other justices. I would imagine that he could put aside his personal issues and answer these questions objectively. That's what I would have done. I would not have brought my family into it. I understand it's personal. It's difficult. But I agree. He should have just said, I'm innocent and bring on the FBI investigation today, because it's going to reveal nothing.
And
I think the fact that he stonewalled on that was a big negative for him.
He's smart enough to know at that stage in the game, play the sympathy card.
Sure.
He made his statement. It was a very impassioned statement that made so many people start to side with him. So why do you go aggressive? Why don't you go sympathetic?
And why do you give your opponents the ammunition to say he's avoiding the investigation? I mean, he is probably correct. I mean, the FBI would not probably reveal much more than they already know.
Right.
So why not just like
just
he should not
then.
Be worried about the politics of it. He should say, delay it for 6 months. I don't care.
Right.
That's secondary to me clearing my name.
Yeah.
Let it take however long it takes. In reality, it would take a few days you could get this done. It could have been done by now. If I was him, I would say, I don't care if I'm on the bench for the midterms. That has nothing to do with my motivation.
Right.
I want to serve the court and be a good judge and to clear my name. If it takes 2 days, if it takes 2 months, bring it on. That's what I would have said. I think the fact that he didn't do that plays into his opponent's, you know, goals.
No question.
Thank you, Rich.
That's Rich Lankoff. He's our legal counsel. He's not proud of it, but he is. he's a lawyer over at Bryce Downey and Lankoff LLC. Also the host of our podcast at WGN Plus Legal Face Off.